Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 26th of June, 2022. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. I'm glad that you've tuned in to us. And if you would like to join us in person, you can find us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. Through our website, you can find out how to join us online through YouTube or Facebook. But wherever you are in the eastern townships of Quebec, or indeed beyond, I'm glad that you've tuned in. Last week, we thought of ways in which we use special days to highlight special themes, and so we thought of Indigenous Peoples and Father's Day last week. Today, Sunday 26th of June, is sandwiched between two significant days in the calendar of both our province and our nation. On Friday past, the 24th of June, it was the day of Saint Jean-Baptiste, John the Baptist, the patron saint of the province of Quebec. And this coming 1st of July is, of course, Canada Day. The one festival had its root in religion, the other in the establishment of the nation state. And today, in the Word of Grace, we'll reflect on these things. The psalmist said about God and his nation, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all humanity. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Our loving God, at this season of the year, we thank you for our home and for many our native land. We thank you for giving us a place here where we can live in peace and security. For this province, with its people and its places and its principles. For this country, with its crops and its construction and its capital, where we and for others their forebears have made their home. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, for the beauty of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our joyful hymn of praise. We thank you that in this land and province we have a freedom to worship, to assemble together, to listen to the radio, and to freely bring our praise and to acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ. He is your word to all the nations. In him we find your purpose for the universe. In him we find our own futures. We honour him this day and give you thanks for his life of example, for his death of sacrifice, for his resurrection of hope, and for his life everlasting. Creator of first peoples, pioneer and saddlebag preacher, the light of the immigrant, the loyalist and the seeker, we live with history and we love your presence in it. We trace our roots to your creative powers. And as we celebrate our history in these days, help us remember all of it, that which makes us proud and that which makes us ashamed, that which reveals our closeness to your word and that which reveals our distance. Remind us of your constant presence, forgiving, restoring, creating, and making all things new. Thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our nation and province and upon us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If I asked you what you liked about Canada, what would you say? Here's one list. Its natural beauty. Its diversity. Its bilingualism. Its First Nations and Inuit culture. That we are an accepting nation of different people and we welcome immigrants. For Canadian musicians. Canadian comedians. Ice hockey. Canadian foods like poutine and beaver tails. For the money of loony, toony and colourful money bills. Canadian politeness. Our medical and welfare system. And a democratic form of government. But people of Christian faith will value not only these, but also the Christian heritage of our nation.
Thank you.
The preamble to the Canadian Charter of 1982 explicitly states that Canada is founded upon the principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law. Way back in the 19th century, Sir Samuel Leonard Tilley was the Premier of New Brunswick, and he was one of Canada's founding fathers and a God-fearing man. And I'm told that he woke up on the day they were to decide the name of this new confederation, and he read from Psalm 72 and verse 8, "He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth." And so Tilley suggested that the new confederation be called the Dominion of Canada, and so it was named on July 1st, 1867. The word Dominion has been removed from national identity for a while now, but the inspired association with Psalm 72 and verse 8 remains something of our heritage. And if you go to Parliament Hill in Ottawa, the verse still stands forever ensconced on the concrete entrance into the Parliament buildings. And what would God say in these days, on this St. John the Baptist season? Mark chapter 1 begins, "The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him.' And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: 'After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.'" What would God's word through John the Baptist be for us today? As Canadians and people living in Quebec, Canada, we've been given much. We live in La Belle Province, in a big, stunningly beautiful country, and a rich heritage of peacekeeping and diplomacy, an egalitarian society, a functional government, wealth beyond imagining in terms of natural resources. But we must never forget who owns the place, if you know what I mean. We're not masters of our destiny. The nations belong to God. He looks down from heaven and sees all who walk on the earth. So can I encourage you? Be so mindful of how blessed you and I actually are. Let us be generous with our money, to be an advocate for the poor and the disadvantaged, to welcome the stranger, to open our homes, to go the extra mile, to be a good manager of the bounty that we've been given in this place of Canada. To the church, we would also say, repent and return. I said, remember who owns the place. We in the churches historically, especially the churches rooted in European migration, have treated the place as if we, the church, owned it, that it was our divine right to tell the government what laws to pass, to take over the land that belonged to other peoples, that believing in the right somehow gave the right to treat other people wrong, from indigenous nations to immigrant communities to sexual minorities. Such was the arrogance of empire. And we repent. Yet Christian faith has blessed this land in the past. It held immigrant communities together, gave the resilience to endure a tough climate, to work the resources of the nation, to build a sense of citizenship and a core of common community values. We yearn for God's Spirit to be poured out and revival for people across the nation to turn to God. Yet we do not wish to go back to a time where the church was a heavy hand across the nation. We want to be the best for Canada, and not less than the best. Which means that the word comes to us not only as a nation, not only as a church, but also personally. Saint Jean-Baptiste invites us to return to God. We can't just pray for the Lord's wisdom and power to fall upon us. You have to be prepared to go where that wisdom leads. If there's been a mistake, then there has to be a genuine repentance. And that doesn't mean just feeling bad about what's been done wrong, but a resolving to do things different. Our idols can be the pursuit of wealth or power or prestige. Our idols consist of giving ourselves over to pleasure or wanton consumerism, which destroys our climate. And if we're honest, it's pretty easy for those of us who call ourselves Christ followers to get caught up in all that. So at this season of Saint Jean-Baptiste, of Canada Day, let's all say to ourselves, repent and return. Our riches are in Christ. In this season of provincial and national celebrations, we remember whose we are and whom we serve.
Jesus, hope of the nations. Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust.
Let us pray. We have the privilege of living, worshipping, working, and playing in a free country. God's creation has given Canada an abundance of natural resources and given us the privilege of overseeing what he has entrusted to us. Lord our God, from incredible natural beauty, you also provide us the means for sustaining an abundant life for all who live in our nation. You give us the opportunity to not only enjoy your creation here, but to share our resources with others who have far less. We do not take this for granted, Lord. It's a free gift we desire to steward wisely and generously. We value our freedom. We value choice. And we give thanks for the men and women who serve Canada in upholding our law and our values, for those who serve in our military, in the police service and emergency services, for people who continually place themselves in harm's way that we might live in safety and security. And we know our security lies in you, Father, and so we ask for your great blessing on those ministering angels in our society. We pray for our Queen Elizabeth and her Governor General. We ask that you will continue to sustain her. We lift up all who govern in her name and in our name, both in Ottawa and in Quebec City and in the city of Sherbrooke and throughout the Eastern Townships. Give wisdom beyond years. We ask that you show your face to those who oversee our communities. We're grateful for each of them. Please make yourself known to those who lead us so that they may be wise and discerning. Father, our nation is not without problems and hurts that need to be healed. Our First Nations peoples have endured much needless suffering in our zeal to impose values and beliefs that were ours and not yours. Forgive us for this, Father. We continue, like those who come before us, to struggle loving others who may not look like us or speak like us or act like we think they should. We fall short of the example shown to us by Jesus of how to love and live with each other in harmony. Father, our nation needs Jesus Christ. So help pastors, priests, and ministry leaders to show us how to live lives that honour you and bless you. We thank you, Father, for those immigrants finding their way to Canada. Help us to see each person as one whom you have created in your image and for your purposes. We believe that it honours you when a nation is at peace with itself. Help us seek for the ways of peace. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Evermore. Amen.
Oh,
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.